Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast, my weekly catch-up with you legends sharing some gratitudes from the 1% Good Club. Speaking about a topic that I think you guys are going to enjoy, and also giving you a little update on this Friday's episode. So if it's your first time here today, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you go and hit that 5 stars, like, subscribe, all those good things. There is thousands of you who listen every single week now, but there's only a couple hundred 5-star ratings. So give me 10 seconds of your time. Go hit that 5-star rating. It does help us out a lot. Massive thank you once again to our sponsors, Drinkarepa. They are going to be bringing us episodes all year this year. They're huge supporters of all the work I do, and they are massive, massive, supporters of the Good Human Factory. Their product is something that is going to actually run really well with today's topic, but their product is all about improving your brain. So they make a drink that is a New Zealand neuroberry, pine bark extract, and L-theanine, which is a calming stuff from green tea. So it's been developed by neuroscientists, have spent millions of dollars making sure that their product holds up to any scrutiny. It's from over in New Zealand, 100% natural, no caffeine in it. Basically, it's just a black currant juice. It's going to make your brain perform better short term, but also improve your brain health long term. So go check that stuff out. Black currant flavor is one of my favorite. You're going to absolutely love it. Use the code GOODHUMAN over on their website, drinkarepa.com. You get a massive 25% off. I'm also going to be giving away 2 cases a week next month. It's brain month. And yeah, keep an ear out for that. It's going to be really exciting. All right, on to this week. The 1% Good Club every single week is growing. The gratitudes just keep coming in hot. And yeah, I absolutely love to see it. If you do want to join the 1% Good Club, it's all around giving 1% of your day to your mental health. 14 minutes a day should be the bare minimum for all of us, I believe. So what the 1% Good Club is, every morning I send a guided 10-minute meditation on Instagram, and every single night I write 3 things I'm grateful for. I put it on my story. I send it to the groups. There's over 1,000 members, 9 group chats, people from all around the world, every walk of life, and just a bunch of good humans trying to give 1% of their day to their mental health. So as I do every single week, I'm going to read out a few of my favorites. If you do want to join the 1% Good Club, just send at the Good Human Factory a DM on Instagram saying, I want to join the club. It's completely free and it always will be. So I'm going to read out my 4 favorite gratitudes from this week. First one we have from group number 7, Claudia. Today, I'm so grateful for my day routine. So this is how my day went. My morning walk with a catch-up potty from Cooper. It rained right at the end of my walk, which I really slowed down and enjoyed. Then I went back home to my kitchen that was clean before logging into my first uni class for the year, a quick lunch break and first attempt at Wim Hof breathing, and then my second class, gym and infrared sauna, quick grocery shop, and then home for dinner. And I got my meal prep. I got to meal prep my partner's lunches for the rest of the week, which will make his life a little easier. And then finish the night with a cold shower and moon milk from Naked Harvest to help me sleep. And now I'm watching a cheeky nature doco while I settle a bit for sleep. Wow, what a great day, Claudia. Good on you. Podcast, Wim Hof, uni, gym, infrared, grocery shop, and then a cold shower and moon milk to finish. Bloody love hearing that. So good on you, Claudia. Ticking all the boxes, and I love to hear it. Next, we have from group number 4, we have Those Healing Vibes, which is an absolute legend who always tunes into this podcast and is a big supporter. So she wrote, I woke up this morning feeling super flat. I went out on the weekend, still sober, but I had limited sleep and really felt it when I got up this morning. I also had so many little things go wrong this morning, so later in the day, I took myself down to the beach. It always makes me feel better being near the ocean. I got some vitamin D, went for a swim, caught up with my best friend, and had a really nice 2-hour-long conversation with her. It's amazing what effect a deep convo can have, and it's so nice to be able to have an honest, deep conversation with friends rather than just surface-level crap all the time. Anyway, I'm super grateful for that. And I just paid my deposit for the Good Reset Retreat. So I'm beyond excited for that. Oh, you're an absolute legend. I cannot wait for you to come to the Good Human Reset Retreat. For anyone who's interested, so myself and Chris Soule and Rochelle Fox, who run Mindspo Retreats, are teaming up to bring the first ever Good Reset Retreat. We wanted to do something that was a bit of fun, but also all about recharging the batteries. So often I feel like we go on holidays, we spend more money than we want to on alcohol. We end up having a holiday, which is fun, but then we come home with not really recharging our batteries. So we've created a retreat that's all around coming, learning how to surf, learning how to meditate, connecting with other like-minded people, and just really recharging the batteries, doing ice baths, doing saunas, doing meditation and yoga every single day, and really just trying to recharge the battery. So if you want to learn more about it, I'm going to leave in the show notes a little link to the application for the Reset Retreat. It's in July in Bali, July 11 till 17. It's going to be an epic opportunity to get to meet so many of you legends who do tune into the podcast, who are part of the 1% Club, and who just want to, yeah, really take some time to improve your life this year. Give yourself a week, come reset with a bunch of good people, and yeah, it's going to be in the show notes to learn more about it. I will be bringing you more information on that over the next couple of weeks as well. So good on you, those healing fives from group number, what group number is she? Group number four. So next we have a gratitude from group number two. We have Bella. One, I'm grateful for being a part of this beautiful group. I've been a little slack committing to my gratitudes, but it's still so wonderful every day reading everyone else's gratitudes and watching them pop up. Number two, after a couple of weeks away, I've realized how much I adore my everyday life and being in routine. I just love my routine and love all the things I'm doing. And number three, my partner. I missed him a lot while he was away, so it's been the best spending quality time and appreciating each other's presence. Oh, good on you, Bella. I'm glad you're just enjoying reading the gratitudes. I love just getting to read everyone else's as well. Sometimes if you can't think of any good gratitudes for yourself for the day, just reading everyone else's is really cool to know that people are, yeah, trying to find those little moments of every day. And my last one for the week is from group number one, we have Kirsty. Today, I'm grateful for hugs with my cavoodle. Number two, tools to self-reflect when I got frustrated at slow service this morning after I put myself in a position where I was running late through my own fault. And number three, great feedback at work on some things that were outside of my comfort zone. Oh, Kirsty, love that. Getting out of your comfort zone and getting some good feedback. We tend to surprise ourselves when we push ourselves beyond what we think we're capable of and getting out of our comfort zone. Yeah, it's a good way to expand it. And then also tools to self-reflect when you're frustrated on slow service. I bloody love that. And I love the accountability that you took where you said, I was running late through my own fault. I think taking ownership for things like that and then just being like, you know what, I'm here, it's okay, and accepting it and those tools to self-reflect when you get frustrated. And just for me, it's all about just taking some breaths, slowing down, a few deep breaths and going, life's so good. Life's all right. We're going to keep moving forward. So good on you, Kirsty, for having the awareness and, yeah, sending in those gratitudes. All right, today's topic that I want to talk about, this is one that I've been doing for the last couple months. And far out, it is making my weeks and my life better. And it's going to the farmer's market. I don't know about any of you, but I'd always just shopped at Woolworths or Coles and gone and grabbed my stuff off the shelf and then gone home, prepared it. And that was kind of my shopping experience. But recently, I've been trying to put an hour out of my day once a week on a Saturday. And for me, I live on the Gold Coast and I go to Palm Beach Currumbin High School. I actually did three workshops at their school today, but yeah, I go to Palm Beach Currumbin High School and they have the farmers markets. And I'm sure every city in, well, hopefully most major cities at least, would have a farmers market once a week somewhere. And let me tell you about why I love it. I've been going and there's a few things that I love about it. For one, obviously fresh food is just so much better. You can actually, for one, taste it's better. It's obviously way better for you. It's not grown with as much pesticides and stuff. All organic food usually at the markets. So that's the first thing, it's better for you. The second thing that I've been noticing is it makes me take an hour out of my weekend to go and buy good food. And I always hear people go, oh, I don't have time, I'm too busy. I'm like, if you don't have time to spend an hour to get good fuel, good food to put in your body once a week, then really, what are you working for? Like this is a like core thing that we should be doing. And I miss it every couple of weeks as well. Don't worry, I'm definitely far from perfect. I eat takeaway food every now and then. And yeah, I'm far from perfect, but just this awareness around, oh yeah, maybe going and getting organic food is going to be a little better for me. And if you can do something that's going to be better for you, why wouldn't you? And then the third thing that I think is really important is just the interactions you get to have with the people at the farmers markets who are generally selling their own produce. They can give you good information about what's in season, what food's really good right now from their produce. And it just seems like a far better interaction than walking to Woolworths, grabbing something off a shelf. You don't know how long it's been in the process of being frozen, or it's been from their farms, compared to when you buy from a farmer's market. You know you're getting it directly from farmers. The produce is way better. It lasts an extra couple days in the fridge, I've found. So you're actually going to get more time out of it. And I've actually found it's actually cheaper. I've been finding that if I go to the farmer's markets, I can do enough. I can get my fruit and veg for the whole week, and then I get these really good fresh juices. And you end up with just food that's going to last way longer. It's way healthier for you. And I've just been enjoying getting to connect with the farmers, connect with people, and just be part of the community. You walk around the farmers markets, everyone's happy, everyone's vibrant, everyone's getting their day or their weekend started and getting their fresh food for the week. Whereas you walk around Woolies, everyone's got their head down, they're on their phone, they've got headphones in. It's just not a good interaction. So let that be a little challenge to you. I'd love to hear from you if you do go to your farmer's market where you think your best one is. Maybe I'll post it on my stories where the best farmer's markets are. But yeah, if you don't go to the farmer's markets, and if you've never been to the farmer's markets, I challenge you. Go and type in on Google farmer's markets and type in your local area. Hopefully there's one somewhere around you. And just go walk around, get your fresh food for the week, try and plan out your meals for the week. And yeah, for me, it's been a massive change. It's made me really make sure I cook a good meal once a week that I can then meal prep for the rest of the week. I always make a big lasagna. I get a thing of beef mince from the butcher at the markets, and then I get all my fresh veggies and mix it through it, and eat it for the whole week. And I've been loving it. So hopefully that might inspire you to go check out the farmers markets in your local area. I can guarantee you're going to have a good experience. You're going to be eating cleaner, fresher food, and it's going to be better for you as well. All right, this Friday's episode is an epic one. Unfortunately, I'm not actually going to have you a quick excerpt from it. It is with a guy by the name of Drew Wild. He's an addiction specialist. And we had a really cool conversation. The reason why I don't have an excerpt is because I do have my great friend Sebastian, who's been helping out a little bit with the podcast editing when I'm really busy this week. I've got 8 workshops, so not going to have too much time to get that podcast edited. So Sebastian's doing it for me as we speak. But the podcast was all about this guy, Drew, and his story. And I can't even begin to tell you how gnarly throughout his 20s was with addiction and denial about it and just being in and out of rehab. But then, just giving me the ins and outs and understanding the rehab system where 90% of people end up going back in. So he's all about giving practical solutions on how we can overcome our traumas and understand why we do things and why we're addicted to things. So make sure you tune into that episode this Friday. It's a bloody fun one, and you're probably going to get a lot of good information about it. If you've got anyone who you think has some sort of substance abuse or some sort of addiction, point them in that direction. It's a great episode that will have plenty of value. As always, please make sure you go and like and subscribe. Tell a friend about this podcast. If you enjoy any of the guest episodes, share it on your Instagram story. It's a great way to help getting this podcast out to more ears. If you want to learn more about my workshops, I've been running plenty of them. I've done 2 corporate ones already this week, 3 at a school today. I've got 5 more to go this week. It's been bloody epic. So many great feedbacks from so many great clients. So if you do want to learn more about my workshops, head over to the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com. Check all of that out. If you want to check out our merch, we are running very low on stock, but I'm working on it with a designer right now on some new stuff, which is going to be bloody cool. Can't wait to get you guys all wearing that. Thanks for always supporting this podcast. Love you all. If you do want to get some merch, use code podcast on the website. But other than that, I hope you're all having a bloody fantastic week. Thanks for the support, and I'll continue to bring you podcasts week in, week out. Have a good day, everyone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.